Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. Well, the Australian share market's going to reclaim some of the ground that it lost yesterday. The ASX 200 fell by around 0.7% in the preceding session. This morning, the futures are saying that the index will be up by around 0.25% when we kick off. So that is on the back of what was a mixed session as far as Northern Hemisphere markets were concerned last night. The SPY traded through a pretty narrow range, reflecting what we saw on Wall Street last night. There was a little bit of apprehension ahead of the US Federal Reserve's policy statement at the conclusion of a two-day meeting. So we'll get to that in a moment. But probably the more important aspect of things is that given how fluid things have been where tech stocks are concerned over the course of the last couple of days, the NASDAQ was able to recover. It was up by around 0.7%, not reclaiming all of the 1.1% that it had lost in the previous session, but still a pretty decent recovery when you consider the lows of the previous session. So the Dow Jones finished down by a third of a percent, and the S&P 500 was just in negative territory at the close of the day. So to that end, the S&P 500 traded through a range of being up and down by around a third of a percent, with neither sellers nor buyers really leaning into things one way or the other. So as I said, the tech stocks were able to recover. So that's probably quite significant, given the fact that there remains a bit of disquiet around Chinese technology names in particular, and the way that Chinese authorities propose to regulate them, where there's still a lot of uncertainty. And that is one of the factors that's at the core of why there's a bit of a soft spot when it comes to the technology piece at the moment. But having said that, Facebook reported its numbers after the market closed, beating expectations at the top and bottom line. But what stood out here was their discussion around a softening of earnings in the back half of the year. So the shares were down by 5% in after hours trade a short time ago. But in the context of where they've been over this year so far, they're up by around 36% in year-to-date terms just before those numbers were released. So it'll be interesting to see how Facebook trades in the next couple of days given those numbers. But the other important outcome last night was the US Federal Reserve's policy setting meeting. So there was a deal of apprehension ahead of that. The bottom line is that when it comes to these policy setting meetings and the statements that are made and the words uttered by Fed officials, there is a forensic level of examination that goes in into the way that sentences are structured, the way that they that the Fed chairman might express views on a particular point. It's been pretty plain over the course of the last month or so when the Fed has been discussing the US economy that it is talking about a tapering of asset purchases, but it's not anywhere near doing it at this stage. So one of the things that they've that the Fed chairman highlights whenever he speaks is the risks that are still posed to the US economy and how important it is to foster the strongest possible recovery. And we all know that when it comes to employment, it is a very long road to hoe when it comes to maintaining the durability of the recovery. So he acknowledged that in the press conference that followed, saying that there's still a lot of work to be done on that front. Probably the most important thing to look at, as I've talked about on many occasions when it comes to circumstances like this in particular, is what US bond yields do. So under these circumstances, we actually saw the bond yields a little bit fidgety ahead of the statement, which is understandable. What happened afterwards that we saw a slight drop in bond yields on the day. So that really indicates that there's not much to see for the moment when it comes to what the Fed's talking about. And it's not a departure from what we've heard in recent times. So that's quite important. Today on the local front, as I said, we'll kick off with a gain of around a quarter of a percent. Yesterday afternoon, Rio Tinto reported a record interim profit result, which was supported by a record dividend of $9.1 billion. So that just goes to highlight the extraordinary strength that we're seeing in the resource sector and iron ore in particular at the moment. So in terms of what Rio Tinto did offshore, it was up by almost 1.5% in London trade. So it should be reasonably well supported in opening trade today. The Aussie dollar has moved a little bit higher on the back of some US dollar weakness. So it fell away after the FOMC statement. So the Aussie dollar is back to around 73.7 US cents.